जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, जय जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, जय यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानन्द यमुना तीरावन चारि जमुना, जमुना तीर बन चार जमुना, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, जय राम 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 हरे हरे, राम राम हरे हरे, जय कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम, जय कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण जय कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम, जय कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण जय राधा श्याम सुंदर, राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे, जय राधा जय राधा श्याम सुंदर, राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे, जय राधा जय गौरनीताई गौरनीताई गौरनीताई, जय गौरनीताई जय गौर जय प्रभुपद श्रीला प्रभुपद प्रभुपद श्रीला प्रभुपद, जय प्रभु जय प्रभुपादा श्रीला प्रभुपादा प्रभुपादा श्रीला प्रभुपादा जय प्रभु जय ओम विष्णु पात्र हंस प्रगाद काचार्य स्तोत्र सरस्वती भाइंगे शिल अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रिव्राज काचार्य स्तोत्र सरस्वती भाइंगे शिल भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोसाई प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर के प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की श्री वृंदावन धाम की श्री श्री नवदीप मायापुर धाम की श्रीमती तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की गंगा जमुना माई की गौर हरिनाम संकीर्तन की हरे कृष्ण आंदोलन की श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर जी की श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की श्री श्री गौर निताय की श्रील प्रभुपाद की ऑल ग्लोरी स्वयंभू डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी स्वयंभू डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी स्वयंभू डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी ऑल गुरु गुरन गौरांग की जय श्री प्रभुपाद की जय ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यम् ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सगुणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तु ते तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय टुडे फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम वी विल रीडिंग टू वर्सेस फ्रॉम चैप्टर 9 टेक्स्ट 22 एंड 23 देयर इज नो पर्पट अगेन वी विल रीड द समरी ऑफ 10th चैप्टर डिलीवरेंस ऑफ जमल अर्जुन ट्रीज एंड टेक्स्ट वी विल बी repeating repetition for text first of 10th canto next 10th canto 10th chapter and first verse so you can first will make repetition for text 1 is okay श्रीराजोवाच कथ्यतां भगवानेतत् तयोः शापस्य कारणं यत्तद् विगर्हितं कर्म येन वा देवर्षिस्तमः श्रीराजोवाच कथ्यतां भगवानेतत् तयोः शापस्य कारणं यत्तद् विगर्हितं कर्म येन वा देवर्षिस्तमः श्रीराजोवाच कथ्यतां भगवानेतत् तयो शापस्य कारणं यत्तद् विगर्हितं कर्म येन वा देवर्षिस्तमः श्री श्रीराजोवाच श्री राजा उवाच द किंग फर्दर इन्क्वायर्ड कथ्यताम प्लीज डिस्क्राइब भगवान ओ सुप्रीमली पावरफुल पावरफुल वन एतत् दिस तयोः ऑफ बोथ ऑफ देम शापस्य ऑफ कर्सिंग कारणं द कॉज यत् विच तत् दैट विगर्हितं अबोमिनेबल कर्म एक्ट येन बाय विच वा इदर देवर्षेह तमः द ग्रेट सेज नारद बिकम सो एंग्री पर्पट बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद किंग परीक्षित इन्क्वायर्ड फ्रॉम सुखदेव गोस्वामी ओ ग्रेट एंड पावरफुल सेंट व्हाट वाज द कॉज ऑफ नल कुबराज एंड मनी ग्रीवाज हैविंग बीन कर्स्ड बाय नारद मुनि व्हाट डिड दे डू दैट वाज सो अबोमिनेबल दैट इवन नारद द ग्रेट सेज बिकेम एंग्री एट देम kindly describe this to me. So we will read the summary of this chapter. This chapter describes how Krishna broke the twin Arjun tree from which Nalkubar and Manigreev the sons of Kubera then came out. Nalkubar and Manigreev were great devotees of Lord Shiva, but because of material opulence, they become so extravagant and senseless that one day they were enjoying with naked girls in a lake and shamelessly walking here and there. Suddenly, Narad Muni passed by, but they were so maddened by their wealth and false prestige that even though they saw Narad Muni present, they remained naked and were not even ashamed. In other words, because of opulence and false prestige, they lost their sense of common decency. Of course, it is the nature of the material qualities that when one becomes very much opulent in terms of wealth and prestigious position, one loses one's sense of etiquette and does not care about anyone. Even a sage like Narad Muni, for such bewildered person, Ahankar Vimudhatma, who especially derided devotees, the proper punishment is to be again stricken with poverty. The Vedic rules and regulations prescribe how to control the false sense of prestige by the practice of yam, niyam and so on. Tapasa brahmacharyena Samena cha damena cha. A poor man can be convinced very easily that the prestige of an opulent position in this material world is temporary, but a rich man can't. Therefore, Narad Muni set an example by cursing these two persons, Nalkubar and Manigreev, to become dull and unconscious like trees. This was a fit punishment, but because Krishna is always merciful, even though they were punished, they were fortunate enough to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. Therefore, the punishment given by Vaishnavas is not at all punishment, rather it is another kind of mercy. But by the course of the Devarshi, Nalkubar and Manigriv, we can twin Arjun tree and remain in the courtyard of Mother Yashoda and Nand Maharaj, waiting for the opportunity to see Krishna directly. Lord Krishna, by the desire of his devotee, uprooted this Jamal Arjun tree, and when Nalkubar and Manigiri were thus delivered by Krishna after 100 years of the Devas, their old consciousness revived and they offered Krishna prayers suitable to be offered by demigods. Having thus gotten the opportunity to see Krishna face to face, they understood how merciful Narada Muni was, and therefore they expressed their indebtedness to him and thanked him. Then, after circumambulating the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, they departed for their respective abodes. We will read the previous chapters, two verses. Text 22. Krishnastu grihakrityesu vyagrayam matari prabhuh adrakshid arjuno purvo guhyako dhanadatmajo. While Mother Yashoda was very busy with household affairs, the Supreme Lord Krishna observed twin trees known as Jamal Arjun, which in a former millennium had been the demigods, sons of Kubera. Next verse. Pura Narad Shapena Brikshatam Prapito Madat Nal Kuvar Mani Grivaviti Khyato Sriyanito. In their former birth, these two sons, known as Nal Kuvar and Manigriv, were extremely opulent and fortunate. But because of pride and false prestige, they did not care about anyone, and thus Narad Muni cursed them to become trees. These two verses, ninth chapter, that concluding verses, Sukadeva Goswami concludes the pastime of Ukkhal Bandhan Leela has concluded, and Mother Yashoda was fortunate enough. She bound Krishna in a mortar, and then about concluding the pastime, that pastime, Ukkhal Bandhan Leela, Sukadeva Goswami makes a comment, Nayam Sukhapo Bhagavan Dehinam Gopikasutah Gyaninam Chatma Bhuta Nam Yatha Bhakti Matamiha. Sukadeva Goswami talks about this type of mercy, the mercy which Mother Yashoda obtained. This type of mercy, this kind of mercy, first of all, it is not obtainable. It is not accessible even for Brahma. Brahma did not get or he could not get the mercy of Krishna as Mother Yashoda got. And also Shiva as well. What was speak of Brahma and Shiva, even Lakshmi Devi, she could not obtain the mercy of Krishna, as Mother Yashoda obtained, Mother Yashoda got. And then in general statement, this type of mercy, Nayam Sukhapo Bhagavan, this type of mercy, or this type of favor, not anyone can't get it. It is not possible for everyone to get this type of mercy. Krishna is not accessible, easily accessible. Dehinam, especially the person who maintained the bodily concept of life. Dehinam, who considered the deha, the body as their self, they could not obtain Krishna. And also the person who cultivate knowledge, jnani, it is not possible even for them. And then chatm bhutanam, even big mystic yogi, they could not obtain the mercy of Krishna. And then Sukadeva Goswami described, concluding this pastime, Krishnastu griha krityesu vyagram matari prabhu. Mother Yashoda did bind Krishna, and after binding, she became engaged in her household affairs. Vyagrayam matari prabhu griha krityesu. There are different types of activities she was supposed to perform. So she bound Krishna, and then she herself became engaged in griha kritya, activities of griha, houses, home. At that time, Prabhu Krishna, adrakshin, Krishna sa, Arjuna, Krishna sa, the two trees, twin trees, Arjun trees. Of course, Krishna was, every day Krishna was seeing those trees, because those trees, Jamal Arjun, Arjun tree, both trees, they were situated in the courtyard of Mother Yashoda. So every single day Krishna used to see the tree. But here Sukadeva Goswami states, adrakshid, today Krishna saw the tree. Every day Krishna was seeing the tree, but today very merciful glance over the tree. Adrakshin Arjuna Purva. And Sukadeva Goswami described that actually those tree, Arjun tree, twin trees, who were situated in the courtyard of Mother Yashoda, Purvam Guihyakau. They were sons of Kubera. In their previous birth, and previous millennium, they were the two sons of Kubera, Dhanad Atmajo. Another name of Kubera is Dhanad. He can bestow riches to anyone. Dhanad Atmajo, they were sons of Kubera. And then next 23 verse, Pura Narad Shapena, in previous millennium, by the curse of Narad Rishi, Narada Rishi had cursed them, Brikshatam Prapito. For that reason, they got Brikshatam. They become bricks, they become trees. Why they were cursed? Prapito Madat. Because they are so much pride. They are proud. They developed extreme type of pride in their heart, their mind. And due to the pride, they were cursed by Devarshi Narad. Nal Kubar Mani Griva Iti Khyato. And also Sukadeva Goswami described that their name in their previous birth was Nal Kubar and Mani Griva. Khyato Sriyanito. They were very much opulent, and due to the extreme opulence, they have developed extreme pride in their self. So they did some abominable thing, some activities, substandard behavior. That is reason why they were cursed to become a tree. And then 10th chapter, the first verse, this is inquiry by Parikshit Maharaj. When Parikshit Maharaj heard the incident, the pastime that Nalkubara and Manigrib both were cursed by Narad Rishi. Narad Rishi cursed them to become tree. When Parikshit Maharaj heard, then he inquired, Kathyatam Bhagavan etat tayo shapasya karanam. Parikshit Maharaj inquired, please describe me the cause. What was the cause that Narad Rishi cursed them? Yattad bigar hitam karma, that their activity, their karma must be very abominable, some serious offense they must have done. Yena by which they were se tama, even highly elevated personality. Devarshi Narada got angry. He became angry. But that their activities must be something very serious. Otherwise, the saintly person usually, they don't get angry. In Bhagavad Gita, when Lord Sri Krishna described there are many characteristics of saintly person. One, characteristic that sarvatra sambuddhaya, the saintly person, devotee of Lord Vishnu, they are equipoised to all living entities. And same time, the sarvabhuta hite rata, they always engage themselves in the welfare activities of all living entities. So how come that such say elevated personality like Narada, he is supposed to be equipoised for all living entity. And same time, sarvabhuta hite rata, Devarshi Narada is supposed to engage in the welfare activities of all living entity. How come that Narada became angry and he cursed the demigods Nalkubar and Manigrib to become a tree, insignificant tree? So how it is possible? So he is suggesting, Parikshit Maharaj, there is something very serious they must have done. Otherwise it was not possible for Narada to become angry. So the summary of this chapter, Prabhupada described whole incident, whole pastime. What happened, how they were cursed. Prabhupada starts with a description. Once upon a time, the Nalkubar or Manigrib, they went to the Kailash Himalayan range, where Lord Shiva resides. In the top of the Himalaya, the one they went there. Of course, they become the attendant, they become the associates of Shivaji. They were elevated, they were demigods. First of all, they were sons of Kubera, such an opulent position, and another promotion they got, that they become the associates of Lord Shiva. So sons of demigod, Kuber, and same time big position also they achieve. They become associates of Lord Shiva. And then their pride was increased. They were very materially opulent. Due to the opulence, their pride was increased. So one day, they went to the Kailash, in the one, the garden of Kailash, on the bank of Ganga river, Mandakini. They went there with some celestial girl from heavenly planet, many in their number, and both of them they entered in the water of Ganga and completely naked. All the girls were completely naked. Both of them, Nalkubara and Manigiri, both were naked. They entered in the water of Ganga river. So usually a civilized person is not supposed to become naked anytime, anywhere. But they were such a stupid personality. In the Tirtha, Kailash, where Lord Shiva resides, that is place of pilgrimage, very elevated Tirtha is there. Not only ordinary Tirtha, it is Lord Shiva abode, and same time Ganga is flowing in the on the bank of Ganga. Not only on the bank of Ganga, they entered in the water completely naked, and they were sporting with her women. They were also completely naked. So here, kathyatam bhagavan etat tayo shapasya karan. Parikshit Maharaj inquired, how come that only both of them, Nalkubar and Manigiri, were cursed? How come that Devarshi Narada did not curse the girls also, Apsara also? They were also similar type of offense they were making. Nalkubar and Manigiri, they were naked. All the girls, they were also naked. They have entered in the water. How come that Narada did not curse the Apsaraj as well? They also deserve to be cursed by Devarshi Narada. So towards the end of this chapter, many commentator, Tikakar, they have this in different commentary. One Tikakar talked about, because this here it described that both of them were cursed, while hundreds of girls, they were also in the naked and in the water. They were not. Only two personality were cursed, and they were completely naked. So Devarshi Narada, being a topmost brahmachari, probably he did not glance on the bodies of the girls, Apsaraj. A saintly person, it is not possible for him that he can glance, he can see. He did not see. He only saw Nalkubar and Manigiri. For that reason, he cursed only two personalities. Devarshi Narada, being a brahmachari, topmost brahmachari, saintly person, sadhu, though every single person, all the girls as well as these two personalities, they were naked, but Devarshi Narada did not glance, did not saw the naked body of girls. That reason why he did not curse them. And also towards the end, it is described that when Narada was coming, passing through the forest, Kailash Upavan, the garden, and then as soon as Nalkubar, Manigiri, as well as the girls, they saw. So Nalkubar and Manigiri, they remain as it is, as if nothing has happened. But the girls, the Apsara, they become shy, and immediately they came out from the river and they covered their body. So this was that they follow some certain etiquette. Though they were also naked, they were sporting in the Ganga water. But when they saw a saintly person or any person, immediately they came out from the river and they covered their body, their respective body. That is the reason why this was also, they follow some certain etiquette. So Naradji did not curse them. They were civilized one, more than these two personalities. Even they were engaged in abominable activity, completely naked, and the water of Ganga, in the Tirtha, Kailash Upavan, but they follow some certain etiquette. They were civilized. They are cultured one. Immediately they came out, then they cover their body. That reason why they were not cursed by Narada. Narada did not curse them. But this personality, first of all, they did not pay any attention. In beginning, they did not pay any attention for Narada. Narada was passing by nearby. Rather, they started to blame Narada. We were in this private place. He have no other way. He could go in other way also. Sipa. How come that he dares to come near us? Then we are taking in private sarva. So this so-called sadhu, he doesn't follow the proper etiquette. He should have gone other way. But again, he is coming near. So they blame Narada. They did not follow the etiquette, and they were blaming Narada. Narada did not behave properly. He should not have come in this direction. When he saw from distance, he should have gone from other direction. So there were too much, it happened too much. Here, he asking, yastu bigar hitam, some very serious thing they must have done. Otherwise, Narada Rishi, sam darsana, sarvatra sam darsana, the saintly person, Narada is equipoised to all living entity. And same time, he is always engaged in welfare activities of all living entity. So how he can curse, how he can become angry and curse someone? In this summary, Prabhupada Ji one place talks about, superficially it appears that Narada Ji cursed Nalkubar and Manigriv to become trees. So superficially it is cursed. Such a elevated position, demigods, very important personalities, associates of Lord Shiva, sons of Kubera, such a highly elevated position they are situated. And next time, due to curse of Narada, they become insignificant tree, unconscious tree, on earthly planet. So this is the curse part. Superficially it appears that he is cursed. But Srila Prabhupada talks about, but actually, this is not the curse, rather it was a great big benediction, big mercy, great mercy of Lord, of Devarshi Narada. Because they were cursed to take birth as a tree, but not tree anywhere and anywhere. Rather, they become tree in Vrindavan Braj. Such a glorious position. Taking birth in Vrindavan, it itself is so glorious. And not Vrindavan anywhere. Rather, in the courtyard of Mother Yashoda. If they would have not committed that type of abominable activity, if they have not bestowed by mercy of, if Narada Rishi had not bestowed mercy upon them, they would have not get opportunity to take birth in the courtyard of Mother Yashoda. And not only this much, they were able to see Krishna face to face, touch Krishna. When the trees were situated, about that time, with our calculation, Krishna's age was 3 years and 4 months. 3 or 4 months. 3 years, 3 months, or 4 months only. So before that time, Lord Krishna, many times Krishna has climbed on the tree, has touched the trees. Every single day, because they were in the Angan, courtyard of Mother Yashoda, this was also their extreme fortune. So this happened due to the mercy of Devarshi Narada. So Srila Prabhupada in this summary talks about, here one sentence nicely appears. This was, but because Krishna is always merciful, even though they were punished, they were fortunate enough to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. Therefore, the punishment given by Vaishnavas is not at all punishment, rather it is another kind of mercy. So, Devarshi Narada did not become angry because he felt mercy upon these personalities, Nal Kubar and Manigiri. First of all, Devarshi Narada thought, because they are associates of Shiva, considered to be the topmost Vaishnava, and also they were sons of Kubera, highly elevated personality, demigod. And their behavior, certainly it is sub-standard behavior they are doing. So Narada Rishi, in order to correct them, gave the punishment. It appears that it is punishment, but actually it was great benediction, great mercy of Narada Rishi, that they become tree. They took birth in Vrindavan, and especially in the courtyard of Mother Yashoda. So, text we will continue here in this verse. Maharaj Parikshit inquired, Kathyatam Bhagavan etat tayuh sapasya karanam. For what reason Devarshi Narada cursed them to become trees? And again, Parikshit Maharaj makes some comment out, etat vigarhitakam, that their activity, their offense must be very serious. Otherwise, personality like Narada Rishi, he could not become angry. So Narada Rishi become tamah, Devarshe tamah. Devarshi Narada, who is Rishi among the demigods even, such a highly elevated personality, he became angry. So please describe this. And then Sukadeva Goswami start. This is beginning, this question. And then Sukadeva Goswami describe whole incident. Towards the end of the description of this Leela, even Nal Kubar and Manigriv, they have appreciated the activity of Narada Rishi. They have expressed that actually this is not curse. This is the great mercy of Devarshi Narada, that we are fortunate, we are today fortunate enough to see Krishna face to face. And then they have offered prayers, Bani Gunanu Kathane Sarano Kathayam. My dear Lord, we want, of course, you will get disturbance. Our presence in Braja here as a demigod, it will some type of disturbance for your sweet pastime in Vrindavan. So by your order, by your iksha will, we are going to heavenly planet. But may our words, all our words, describe your sweet pastime, and many prayer after that and up towards the end. They also congratulated Devarshi Narada. They thanked Devarshi Narada. By his mercy, by his curse, or by his benediction, we are today able to see Krishna, talk Krishna face to face, see Krishna face to face. And then they circumambulated, they did parikarma of Krishna and offered their offerings, and they went to their respective abode in Alkapuri, the capital city of Kuber is Alkapuri. So they returned to Alkapuri there. So next verse start and whole pastime of Nal Kubar and Manigriv, how they were cursed and how they were delivered and how they were able to touch Krishna. And their fortune is described. And also towards the end, some glorification of saintly person, especially Devarshi Narada is also described towards the end of this chapter. So here I stop. You have any question or comment? Tomorrow again we will continue with the pastime part. Okay, please.
I was just wondering, does Kailash being described as Kailash on the earth planet or heavenly regions?
Kailasu pavone. Where I put my glass. Here, word is used in this. Here, second verse. Kailasho upavane ramme madang kinya madut kate. Sukadev Goswami said, Sukadev Goswami said, O King Parikshit, because the two sons of Kubera had been elevated to the association of Lord Shiva, of which they were very much proud, they were allowed to wander in the garden attached to Kailas Hill on the bank of Mandakini River. Here also in Himalaya, you go Kailash. So the river there flowing, another name of Ganga is Mandakini. Many Alaknanda, Mandakini, Ganga, Bhagirathi, there, and many name of Ganga is there. So present in Himalaya, Badrinath, Kedarnath, Gangotri and Jamunotri, there are four dhamas. And one is Kedarnath, that is considered the Kailash. And somewhere near the Kailash Upavan, there are a garden, Upavan, and Ganga, named Mandakini, here name is Mandakini, another name of Ganga is flowing, and they enter there. So it appears that it happened in this place.
In the purport. One in the spiritual world and one in here. But then he put something that even that Kailash in spiritual world is not actually part of Bhagavad Dham, because no devotional service to the Lord for the jivas. It is in the spiritual world, but not. So Prabhupada put a little clause. But this pastimes, Vaishnava Toshani says, here, in this world. Kedarnath, as you said.
Yeah, North India. Kedarnath, that is Shiva place. Badrinath, Lord Vishnu place. And Gangotri, the Ganga emanates from that place. And Jamunotri, Jamuna emanates from the four places. So this pastime, cursing part took place here. Kailash Upavan, Kedarnath, now it is known as Kedarnath Dham. Any other?
I was wondering if you could give further explanation. It appears that these women who were associates of Nala Kubera Mani Griba, they did not get so much mercy, so they were unfortunate that Narada Muni discriminated against them and let them off very easily. Maybe you could give some comment on that.
You see, though they become associates of Lord Shiva, still they were bereft of many good qualities. So usually this happens. Followers of Lord Shiva, devotees of Lord Shiva, they are not civilized good person. Usually, not say all of them, but most of them, they are very offending type of personality. Ramad, he's also one of the very great devotee of Shiva. So Shiva somehow or other, they were recruited as an associate, but probably Shiva did not care about their well-being. Okay, Shiva is very much, very easily he gives material opulence. So this is general tendency. The followers of Lord Shiva, they become very much opulent, the riches they get. But about good qualities and especially devotional service, usually they are bereft of. So Narada, such a elevated personality, and he wanted them, since they become the associates of the greatest Vaishnava Lord Shiva, they should have some mercy. So out of causeless mercy, Lord Nadevarsi Narad cursed them. So this was the towards the end of this chapter, this description, whole description about Devarsi Narad Muni mercy. Even superficially it appears that he became angry, but that was also a manifestation of his mercy in the form of anger.
Close friend of Kuvera, so that's why he felt, Sanatana Goswami Pada also say, he felt some inclination, relation, sambandha, that caused them to be special mercy, not the apsaras.
Okay, that is also, Narada Rishi has his friendship with Kuvera, and something we should do good for the friend's son. So just remember, look, my dear friend and his sons, this in, okay, they should be corrected.
Maharaj, I have one request that some or other we missed one sloka, Dehinam Gopika Sutta. In the purport, I would request devotees to read it. Some or other we missed it, I don't know. Yesterday was not that sloka. Yesterday was 20, and today it began from 22. But the 21 is most important to me because Srila Prabhupada in the purport, he says, what is Raganuga Bhakti? How I can enter into Vrindavan following the Brajavasis, and the Karmi, Gyani, Yogi cannot get it. Why they cannot get it? And Aisharjamaya Gyani, like Brahma Sivak, cannot get it. Only we, Alachuabasi, or followers Prabhupada, can get it. Prabhupada gave a first-class purport. This is my just request. Some other we missed it. I don't know why, whoever organized the class.
Now, how come that I was...
I don't know, Maharaj.
Yesterday it was not discussed then. But I was told like this after this. It was a mistake or it was not a mistake?
Yes, so we'll do it tomorrow. Tomorrow that verse.
Okay, almost before sitting here, I ask you which verse you saw. You mentioned that first one, next chapter. Otherwise, this is Nayam Sukhapo Bhagavan Dehinam Gopika Sutta Gyaninam Chatm Bhutanam Yatha Bhakti Matamiha. Okay, here, Prabhupada, unless and until we follow in the footstep of Brajavasi, we can't get this type of mercy. Anyways, I think it's too late. I would have spoken this verse. So, but tomorrow, this one, or we should continue further one? Which one tomorrow? 21. Okay, so tomorrow we'll discuss. However, it was not a mistake on my part, I can tell you. Because almost a few minutes ago I asked you and you told us. Okay, so tomorrow, Nayam Sukhapo Bhagavan Dehinam Gopika Sutta Gyaninam Chatm Bhutanam Yatha Bhakti Matanya. This is whole incident described by Sukhdev Goswami, and towards the end of Ukkhal Bandhan Lila. This is final commentary yes, on the whole pastime, whole Leela. So, okay, tomorrow we will try to discuss about it. Okay, so here is it. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.